Shiwei Wang is a scholar at Princeton University. He spent 3.5 years in prison in Iran. Iran freed him last year after the U.S. released an imprisoned Iranian. Shiwei Wang told his story in public for the first time to our co-host Stephen Skeep.
He's an immigrant from China, an American, a scholar studying Central Asian peoples, which is what brought him to Iranian archives. Wang still recalls the feeling of walking freely through the mountainside city of Tehran.
It's exciting. For me, as an American who's aspired to study this part of the world and finally got to actually step on the ground and then smell the country and then hear the language and then see the monuments.
He says Iranians were welcoming and hospitable, so much so that even when they stopped his research, he wasn't too worried at first. When government agents questioned him in 2016, he began to think he might be deported.
But I didn't think it would be like a 1,217-day ordeal.
The ordeal began as agents questioned the American and took his passport. After weeks, they told him to pack for the airport to go home.
But instead of going to the airport, we should be heading south, we were heading north. And then I was sitting in a small car with two very hefty guys on both my sides. And one guy quietly took my cell phone off my hand, switched it off, and put it in his pocket. And I could feel my heart start beating very fast. I was truly, truly freaking out.
The destination to the north was the saddest address in all of Iran, Evin Prison. Authorities accused him of being a spy and did not listen when the scholar denied it. They made him strip. They gave him a prison uniform, which was baggy and light blue. And they locked him alone in a green-walled cell, solitary confinement.
And that was a maddening experience. I immediately collapsed and burst into tears, crying out loud. I was shaking. I could not stop myself. And I started walking around the cell.
Shiwei Wang saw no one for days except interrogators who were shockingly frank. He must confess to spying, they said, or they'd never let him out. He says he was a hostage.
They told me it's a futile for you to resist. We need a deal with America. If you don't confess, we have no case. We have no case. We have no deal. So you will stay. You will go back to the solitary until you confess.
And then they would trade you for some Iranian,
yes,
in the United,
yes,
States.
They were very straightforward about that. They said, we want our money back from the United States. We want our detainees back. Amazingly, they asked me to write down one sentence in Persian and English. One sentence. I am a spy for the United States. That's it.
Not what you had spied,
nothing,
about,
nothing,
or what information you'd been seeking.
No, nothing else. Put your fingerprint and signature. One sentence, I am a spy for the United States. That was it.
Though he says he'd done nothing, Iran convicted Wang in the briefest of court proceedings and put him in cells with other prisoners. This is his version of events. Iran has not published his court record or any evidence against him. He passed some of the next few years talking with other prisoners. One day in a common room, a fellow inmate introduced himself, Siamak Namazi, an American businessman held since 2015. On other days, Wang studied languages or read in the prison library.
They have a huge collection of materials acquired from the U.S. Embassy as evidence of U.S. espionage against Iran.
So from the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in 1979.
Yes.
During all this time, he had family home in Princeton, New Jersey, a wife and son, a toddler when Wang was first imprisoned. It helped Wang to call them.
But as time goes, I think those calls place a lot of frustration and pressure on my wife, because apparently things were not moving as expected. And she had to hear me complaining all the time, and that wasn't an easy thing to do for her.
The woman on the receiving end of those calls, Hua Chu, was advocating for his release. She met with officials in the Trump administration. She spoke with journalists, including two interviews on this program. After speaking with her last year, we took her words to the foreign minister of Iran, Javad Zarif, in this interview.
May I tell you what she said? She said, "My husband is innocent. He's not a spy. He's just a student. We just want to plead for their clemency to let him go."
Now, I would love to see him go back to his family. But let me also tell you about a professor who is in a U.S. prison for the last 9 months without charge.
Foreign Minister Zarif laid out the case of an Iranian he wanted freed. In the months that followed, Iranian and U.S. diplomats, talking through intermediaries, arranged a trade of that Iranian for the American Shiwei Huang. How did you find out that you really were going home?
So one day, it was around 3:10 in the afternoon. I was having a French lesson with an Iranian prisoner. And they announced my name, and then they said, "You're being released." And that came as a huge surprise. And the old prisoners came from all the cells, clapping, congratulating me, hugging me, "You are going home."
Switzerland, which handles U.S. affairs in Iran, sent a plane to take him to Europe. His family came to meet him at a U.S. airbase in Germany.
My wife was beautiful. She didn't age. I thought this situation would have impact on her so much that she became older, but she didn't. She looked very beautiful and happy. I was just elated, as if that moment I felt as if the time has stopped for us for 3.5 years.
Shiwei Huang resumed teaching classes at Princeton. He's gotten to know his 7-year-old son, having missed half his life so far. Months after being released from prison, the father is still adjusting.
I have become a difficult person for my wife to live with. I'm kind of grumpy these days, I have bad temper. I think this process will last very long, and I have to process what has happened. I'm still in the process of finding out.
He says he looks forward to a day when U.S. relations improve with Iran and outside scholars will be able to study there safely. For now, Shiwei Huang is a simple message: don't go.